Thanks for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. If you're hearing this intro, it's because you're not listening to the premium feed. Access to that feed is free, and you can sign up at vansage.com to get it. So why sign up for the premium feed? Well, for one, valuable exclusive content. I'll say more about that at the end of this episode. When we post on vansage.com about various products, we're very careful to only talk about the gear that's highly rated. Now, this is a constant challenge because star ratings change and products come and go. And this is being recorded during the coronavirus outbreak. And it's really, really difficult right now because so many products are selling out or manufacturers can't keep stuff in stock because of trade with China and things like that. But all that aside, online ratings and reviews can be a bit of a minefield anytime, even when there isn't a global pandemic going on. And I've learned how to navigate them and how to kind of find the gems in terms of products by paying attention to reviews, and most specifically on Amazon. Although you can apply a lot of these suggestions that I'm going to make here to Google reviews in general. So I'll just give a kind of outline for how to get the most out of reviews. One big issue when you look at a product and you're looking at an Amazon product and then you see, let's say it has 4 stars. If you hover over that 4 stars, you'll get a little drop down and it'll tell you what the actual star number is as a percentage. So it'll say 3.8. Or 3.7, or I think maybe below 3.5, they would call it a 3-star, and above 3.5, it's a 4-star. So that's valuable to know. Maybe you would prefer a 4.5-star versus a 3.6. So it's something to think about. Also, the number of reviews, or I should say, in conjunction with the number of reviews. So if something has 14 reviews and a 5-star rating, well, it could be that it just hasn't had time. The product hasn't had the opportunity for the problems to kind of shake out, and the handful of people that have bought it really love it because it's new and exciting or something. So I always try to look for products that have many reviews. I want to see over 60 or so, and the more the better. If you can find a product with, you know, 800 reviews that's got a 4.5-star rating, you can be pretty confident that that thing is going to work for you. So that combination of number of stars and the number of reviews is a big deal. As far as which reviews I read, because let's say you've got, you know, you've decided, well, I actually need to go in and read some reviews to really get a feel for whether or not this product is going to work for me specifically, I ignore 1-star reviews. And the reason that I do that is because they're often irrelevant to the product. It's someone who's very angry about some personal situation with regard to the product. And one example that I have is I got a comment on, it was actually Campervan Fridge Freezer post that we did on vansage.com. And from this lady who had purchased a fridge freezer, one of the ones that we had reviewed, which was very, very highly rated. And I know people that have them, and they're, it was a Dometic and just a great machine, but she was rambling on and on and on about, and I mean, this was like a 300 word comment on the blog. I actually didn't publish it, but it was a story about how she had failed to return a broken Dometic fridge within the return window that Amazon offers, and how that was their fault, not hers, and how they had put the fridge in storage right after they bought it for 6 months, and then they took it out and it didn't work. And it's like, come on, this has nothing to do with the product. It's totally about your personal, you know, behavior and experience. And you'll find a lot of that in 1-star reviews, is my point. You know, like, it's almost like I stubbed my toe, so I hate this, you know, these shoes or something. And So I just ignore 1-star reviews. I find that 2- and 3-star reviews tend to have the most valuable information specific to the product and the experiences with the product. But even then, sometimes you'll find, well, I bought this inverter, this 800-watt inverter, and it wouldn't power, you know, my Instapot. Well, virtually all Instapots are over 800 watts. They're almost always 1,000 or 1,200. So you have to be careful and look for those things. Now, one trick that I use for really understanding a product is I'll open as many of the comments on one scrolling page in my browser as I can. And then I'll use the search function in my browser, and it's usually Control F for find, or I think on a Mac it might be Command S or Command F for search or find. And then I can enter the important words for me. For example, if I were looking at quiet generators, I might open as many reviews as I can, and then use the search function to search for words like quiet and loud and noise and things like that. And if I see a lot of reviews with this thing's really noisy, or it's not quiet at all, you know, like just looking for those specific keywords, or it's extremely quiet, I can, you know, like I could search for the word hear, I can barely hear it, things like that will come up. And then, you know, well, it's either going to work for you or not based on your specific needs. So that's one of my little tricks that I use. And I also, by the way, I use that for hotels and things like that, you know, just various ratings and reviews, you know, on Airbnb, for example. You can do the same kind of thing. If you really need a quiet place, you can search for the word quiet in Airbnb reviews. So yeah, anyway, back on topic. If you're not sure about some aspect of the product, you can, on both Amazon and eBay, you can send the seller a clarifying question. So an example of that might be, maybe they failed to list the weight of something, or some other technical aspect, and if that's important to you, or some dimension that's important to you. Or heck, I've even seen like inverters where they don't specify if it's pure sine or modified. Now, obviously, that's almost always going to be a modified sine wave inverter, because pure sine inverters are so much more expensive. But sometimes, you know, it's like, well, maybe it is. Maybe maybe it is pure sine, and they just forgot to mention it. But anyway, so I'll use the contact seller function in eBay and Amazon to send clarifying questions about various products. Another thing you can do is if you're looking at a product, and you know you've decided to go ahead and buy it, or you're not sure, you can use the same search words in the product, and including the brand or not, to look for other sellers of the product. And it's surprising how often, especially in my case, where we're writing about products, and all of a sudden a product will show up as unavailable, and then I'll search for it on Amazon, or one of my team members will search for it on Amazon, even under the same brand name, and there it is. It's perfectly available. It's just that particular listing was no longer active, and so it shows as unavailable. So, but really, you can save money by searching for the same product by other sellers, and sometimes maybe even find a different brand that has a much higher rating. That happens for us all the time, where we really wanted to post this product because it looks great, but it's only got a 3-star rating. Then we'll search for it and find one with a 4.5-star rating and more reviews, you know, just a little tweak they made or something like that, where they've improved the product. And that's a common thing, where a product will have been improved and then relisted, and they've still got the old listing up because they forgot to take it down, or because they're trying to offload the old stuff. So you just have to be careful, and that's a great way to both save money and find better products. A couple other things when looking at listings and considering whether or not to buy something. This is a little off topic, but the cost of shipping, it's obvious, but you always want to look at that. And you know, Amazon does their thing where if you're not a Prime member, you have to, you know, spend more than $25 to get free shipping, and it takes longer, and they intentionally hold the shipping back if you're not a Prime member, and that's a drag. But I actually am not subscribed to Prime right now because I've been very mobile lately. So I've just learned to be patient, you know, and not really worry about whether or not it arrives in 2 days. But oh man, that 2-day shipping is nice. So if you can do Prime, you'll definitely save. And then the other thing to look for is arrival time, you know, specifically when is it going to arrive? especially if we're mobile and moving around a lot, that can be really important. So okay, that's it for getting the most out of online reviews. I'll talk to you soon, and I'll see you on the road. Once again, if you're hearing this, it's because you're not getting the premium feed. Head over to VanSage.com and enter your email address for exclusive access to free, valuable stuff. So, what do you get? This is a daily podcast, but we only release 6 episodes on this public feed each week. Episode 7 is only for premium members. When you sign up at VanSage.com, not only do you get early access to the Campervan podcast episodes, you also get episode 7. Each week, I'll send you a link to download in advance all 7 episodes for that week. Also, you get the VanSage.com newsletter that includes exclusive articles and links to awesome van life stuff not available on the site or the podcast. I won't spam you or sell your email address. That would be ridiculous. I value your trust and promise not to abuse it. Again, all this is free, so head to VanSage.com and enter your email address. Don't miss out on the valuable, free, exclusive extras. Okay, I have a favor to ask you. Please help get the word out. Nothing beats word of mouth, and the best way to achieve that in the modern era is to share the link to the Campervan podcast on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, your blog, YouTube channel, or other platforms. You can also send it old school style via email or even text message. Also, iTunes reviews are much appreciated. If you feel compelled to head over to iTunes and give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful. Okay, thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you on the road.
About me, and I need this morning. It's my fault I've been crying.